Welcome to Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of family through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. Going off to college can be nerve-wracking for anyone. I mean, you're leaving everything you've ever known in your life, your friends, your family, your hometown, and basically starting a new life. Wanting to fit in and wanting to find and make close friendships and connections is something that everyone looks for when going to college. In this episode, we'll hear from three Wittenberg students, Hannah, Maggie, and Parker, about how they were able to find family-like bonds through their sororities.
We started off our interviews asking why they decided to go Greek.
I decided to go Greek because I wanted to be more involved on campus. I wanted to meet more people and find like-minded individuals and find my home away from home.
When asked this question, most people answer the same way Parker did. They wanted to find their home away from home and get more involved. However, this is not always the case.
Well, I didn't really actually decide to go Greek. I was kind of told I was going to go through the recruitment process. My friend and now roommate, her and my other friend Emma, they were really, really, really into sororities and like came in knowing that they wanted to join a sorority. And I kind of came in never expecting to join a sorority.
And sometimes you'll get a response that's sort of in the middle.
I never saw myself as like a sorority girl. I was just more into athletics and just trying to get my degree. And so I think one of the reasons why I actually did was just like to kind of step out of my comfort zone, to maybe like join a bond that like I have besides the people on my team and like people of my major. I don't know, it just kind of made me branch out of my comfortability.
When we first got the idea of making a podcast about how someone's sorority is like their family, the easiest connection we were able to make were bigs and littles. Most sororities match up a new member with a current member as bigs and littles and create their own little family within the sorority. We wanted to hear from Hannah, Maggie, and Parker if our logic was true. We learned that the big-little relationships in a sorority aren't cut and dry as one may think. Each relationship is different. Some relationships truly are like blood-related sisters.
My big Maddie, I would say she is. I've definitely come to her for problems, especially if it's like sorority drama. She had my position, my Panhellenic Affairs VP position before I had it. So that also, and she had my position within that as well. So I went to her for questions about that and stuff. So yeah, I would say she feels like a big sister.
Some might not have as close of a relationship compared to others.
So we also play softball together, which we spend a ton of time together already. And so just to be spending more time outside of softball together was just like very difficult. And so like I wish we had the more like one-on-one connection besides just the softball aspect. I feel like it's like a lack of like communication at times. Just because I know she does her own thing, I do my own thing. And so I just wish it was where we hung out more besides just softball.
And in some relationships, the little might be more of a big to the big.
I'm technically older than my big. We are the same age, but my birthday is a couple months before her. I would say it's not like really a big sister, like relationship. It's more of like we are sisters, same age sisters.
Throughout the interviews, we learned that the factors and things that make a relationship with a sorority sister or big like a real sister are different from person to person.
I think one of my best memories where I feel like we were all like one or like a family was definitely our ski bid day last year when we were all in the steamer. I just felt like everybody was just so excited. Everybody wanted to be there. Everybody was dancing, laughing, and just having a good time and not letting any care in the world. Like, we were in the moment. And so I just felt like that was, like, our true family aspect. There was, like, no drama, anything. It was just all left there.
So one time, me and two sisters, we were listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, and no one else was having fun. Like, everyone was like, boo, turn it off, except for us three. And I feel like that's a really, like, big fam moment of, like, everyone is hating on you except for, like, two other people, but they still like you in the end. They're just laughing at you.
Understanding that, yes, sororities are like a person's family and their home away from home can be helpful for anyone starting college who wants to feel more comfortable on campus and meet new people. But knowing that you might not find a sister-type relationship in the way you imagined is almost more beneficial. Hannah and Maggie had similar things to say when it came to reflecting on their relationships with their big compared to other people in their sorority.
I am really close with my big, however, she did graduate, and so, like, time goes on, and, like, our lives change, so I know that right at this moment, I am probably closer with more people that are in the sorority.
I would say I'm closer to other members of the sorority just for the fact that my big did end up leaving, like, the school early. Like, she has a job now. She left a semester early. She's doing online. So I just simply, in the fact, don't see her often anymore. But even before then, I would still say I was closer. Not to say that we weren't close, but other members, it's like a actual, like, sibling relationship where you're friends with your siblings, but you don't have to be best friends.
Parker had a similar message to say about her relationship with her big compared to Hannah and Maggie's, but her reasoning was a little bit different.
I always pictured, like, my big being someone who was, like, at least a year older than me, and that's also, like, because I joined my sorority as a sophomore versus a freshman, so that definitely played into that. I think with sororities, there can be a lot of pressure to be, like, super close to your big and like, vice versa, super close to your little. But in reality, like, that sometimes that doesn't happen, and that's totally okay. Like, you're going to be friends with everybody.
Knowing and accepting you might not find your big sister in your sorority the way you had in mind can help a person who's joining or want to join a sorority almost relax, because they know if they get into a sorority that wasn't their first choice or a big that wasn't at the top of their list, it'll all work out in the end. You're able to create sister-like relationships with the people you choose. Thank you for listening to this episode of Forging Families. If you like this episode, please be sure to tune into the next episode wherever you get your podcasts.